Hi, welcome back to the Tennis Betting Podcast. There was just not enough time to get a pod in yesterday, so hopefully we didn't miss out on any value, but I wasn't home early enough to get anything in play. We have a few things going on this week, or today actually. Sometimes it can be quite tricky to find good value in the first round. But we do have a couple, and there's a couple that looks like they might come in play, and there's also a few decent underdogs that are worth pointing out in case that's what you're after. So let's start off then with the matches. So we start on the men's side, and we have Shapovalov as our first pick. He's up against Jakub Bencik. He's at 2.34, plus 134. We got him at 3 units, 70%. You know, he's had a little bit of an up and down period, quite a poor year, by his standard and so on, but to get 2.34 here, over five sets, I think on five sets he has to solve it against Bencik. There's no other way, really. He should be a big favorite here. This is absurd, really, that odds. So yeah, there's not much more to say about it. We also didn't really summarize our last pod, which I normally do first. That's probably my rust here, but we won't spend a lot of time on it. But we did gain 10 units, which was very nice. Only miss was Priscilla Hohn, but obviously Seidel, 2.7 plus 170 at 3 units, delivered nicely for 5 units for us. But Sarsua, Ferrer, Atman, and Kovacevic all won, so it's a really good day. And now back to today's card. Sorry, that's a bit back and forth here. But we get Shapovalov first. Then we go on to Game on Fees, which we have against Hanfmann, 1.55. If his body holds up, he should win this comfortably. I don't know if it's why he said maybe there's some worry there. But I don't think if body doesn't hold up, he doesn't keep playing these days. He'll just retire. Early, hopefully, then we don't have to worry about retirement. Depends which book you play on, if it counts or not after the first set, obviously. But we have him at 1.55. It's minus 182. 77% there for 2 units against Hanfmann. I think he should comfortably be fixing that one. And then the third one we have on the card is the women's side, and it's Kalinina against Arantxa Rus. Kalinina at 1.66 minus 152. She's 2 units at 71%. Pretty straightforward. And then there's on the men's side, there's 2 matches that are very close to value that will probably come into play. One is Hugo Humbert. He's at 1.47. He just needs to get to 1.48 for 2 units at 78% against David Goffin. Goffin is a bit past his expiry date by now. Just doesn't have any weapons left. And the other one is Andy Murray. Apart from the fact that he likes to somehow dig in and go long matches. But he should be winning this one against Echeverry. He's at 1.73. We need him at 1.76. So we'll just track that if we get enough movement. I think there should be enough in there. 66% there for 1 unit if he gets played. I think Humbert should be, for sure, Murray should be a close call, but hopefully that gets in there. We'll keep an eye open. A couple of good value underdogs worth mentioning. Let's see. We have Vatanuki against Kismanovic. No idea how Kismanovic can be such a big favorite here. Vatanuki is 3.75. So that is obviously plus 275. Really nice price. This is a 50-50. Real coin toss match. Anyone can win this. To get 375 is a real gift. And on the women's side, we also have one that's priced out way out. And that is Donna Vekic against Pavlyuchenkova. Vekic is 3.25 plus 225. That's also 50-50. I even have it slightly favored by Vekic there. That's also sort of 3 unit value. Really nice at 3.25. Obviously, we don't play unless we get to the 60% marker. But for anyone who looks for good prices on underdogs, those two are definitely worth looking at. So we have Shapovalov, Monfils, and Kalinin now confirmed. Should be having Murray and Humbert as well. Keep an eye open. Good luck with any bets you have on. And thanks for listening. I will be back tomorrow. Enjoy the tennis. Bye bye.